escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
But now, let's play this.
Oh, absolutely. I've been trying to get... You know, he's issuing it. I wonder whether or not he shows up. Because, you know, he also challenged me to golf. So I'm a very good golfer. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He said, I'll give him three a side. But he knows he'll never play. This is sort of like that, I think. But I hope not, because I really think he has to debate. He might as well get it over with. Probably should do it early so that he can, you know, he's not going to get any better.
That is Donald Trump talking about the debates, which will happen. I know there's been a lot of debate about the debates. Even this week, after the dates were announced, the dates of the debates were announced. This is really a good tongue twister. If I could monetize this, I would. But June 27th and September 10th are going to be the two debates. A lot of people speculating that they're going to see, they did this one early to see how Biden does, and if he doesn't do well, that they're going to try to replace him. There's always speculation like that in any election, but I get why there's more this year, because that guy is just a shell of a person. Sadly, you know, I mean, speaking not as president, it is sad to see somebody in the state that he's in. The fact that he's the leader of the so-called free world and trying to make sure that he is the leader of the not-so-free world is what is very, very upsetting, not just sad, about the state of affairs. So that's what Donald Trump said. What did Joe Biden have to say about this?
The reason to do this is simple. Electric charging stations have to be as easy to find as a gas station. And that's what this will be. You're not going to have to worry about it. You're taking off and you're not going to be able to make it all across the country in one without having to figure something else out.
Oh, I'm just kidding, of course. That is a real clip, though. And I think it was the same day the debates were announced. It might have been the day before. But Trump, I mean, just playing the clips back to back like this, it's not something that you're going to be surprised. Be like, really, that's the current president? Like, if you had just woken up from a coma and you had been asleep since 2019, my dear Lord, what you would have to catch up on. I think it's why we're all tired. Everybody's just like, can we go back to some state of normal? And Trump represents normal now? That's the world we live in. How weird is that? That Donald Trump, the apprentice guy, he's the let's go back to the normal president. It's pretty amazing. But this is actually what Joe Biden said with a ton of jump cuts. Don't get me wrong. So this was very rehearsed and lots of cuts in this, but this is what he said.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
I've heard commentators on my side of the aisle making the case that this is not a slam dunk for Trump. And the reason for that is because of the environment that he's stepping in. He's stepping into Joe Biden's terms. CNN clearly is on the left. the anchors that are going to be, I think it's Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, and maybe I'm missing somebody else if there's another one, are going to be doing the moderating. They're not pro-Trump. They're definitely pro-Biden. Well, I would say more like they're pro-Democrat. They're definitely anti-Trump. Jake Tapper once in a while will ask a question that seems like a real journalist, so I'll give him credit for that. I don't know about Dana Bash, but it's CNN. This is the network that was giving the answers to Hillary Clinton in 2016. I mean, that's real. That's what he's stepping into. So I get that people are really concerned about the environment for this debate. Ultimately, though, Trump's going to win this thing, right? I mean, come on. Look at the candidates. You don't have to go too far in your brain. You don't have to make it into fairy tale land and picture the possible scenarios. Just picture what you think is going to happen here. Donald Trump is going to wipe the floor with Joe Biden. They're going to hop him up on whatever kind of drugs they put him on, just like they did before the State of the Union. And he'll come across better than he does at these random campaign stops that he's doing in Wisconsin right now. And these, you know, that gibberish that I played a second ago, he'll do better than that. And he may still get lost at times, but he'll still come across okay. Like, this will be the best version of the guy that they could possibly muster. So I don't think that it's going to be the knockout punch that everybody's hoping that it'll be for Trump on the right. But I do think that Trump is clearly still the front runner to win the debate, and not just because of that, but win the election. I don't know. What do you think? Let me know at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. I'd love to hear a little bit of feedback on this. If you are worried about them stacking the deck against him, obviously not just in the debate, but in the election overall, that's stuff that we're all concerned about. Even the rules, though, before we get to the end of the segment here, the rules that Joe Biden set for Donald Trump that Trump agreed to, I think they even those benefit Trump. The muting of the mics when you're not answering the question. You know, he comes across as kind of a bully's not the right word, just brash and loud, because he is brash and loud. He comes across that way in these debates because he kind of can't control himself. There is no crowd, and Trump tends to feed off of a crowd. So people are saying that's a negative for him, but I don't even think that's true. It'll be a little bit more subdued. And when you get more subdued Trump in this environment, he can talk about policy. And his best course of action is just to compare the last 4 years in detail to his 4 years and say which one was better. That's what he just has to do over and over and over. A question about really any topic, he could do that and say, look, we're winning. And on things like abortion, he can say, I also am your champion on that. He's been kind of soft on it ever since Roe v. Wade. But he could, and he should. And I think he's going to win that debate.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.